good evening. You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Tuesday, September 15th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I am Tungameli Nkomo.
Tonight, we are discussing the moves by the government to curb sex parties and other illicit behavior among Zimbabweans' teenagers.
So, let's get talking live on Studio 7 and our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to contribute live on air, give us a call right now on 001-202-619-2077. And again, that number is 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com. That address again, voazimbabwe.com, for those who have internet connection.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
So today we are talking sex and especially sex parties that have become rampant in many cities across Zimbabwe, particularly in Bulawayo. These parties, known as vuzum or vuzus, are a growing trend among young people, often involving the use of drugs and alcohol, and many times unprotected group sex. And with the statement by Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo to the state-run Chronicle newspaper on moves by his ministry to align laws, policing laws and mechanisms, is a welcome development for activists who want the government to stop this problem once and for all.
Mm-hmm. But tackling this issue, which is such a taboo issue, Ntunga, the question now becomes how authorities, parents, and communities can find a holistic approach to stop teenagers from engaging in this illicit behavior. So tonight, of course, we will open up the airwaves to young people and also their parents to find out their views on this issue. Is it really happening in your area, and what is really going on? And of course, with our guests, we'll be able to break down how organizations, police, and parents are trying to curb and tackle this problem.